With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President Vance is warning Iran not to play with the U.S., or should try to play the U.S. in their negotiations this weekend in Pakistan.
As he departed Washington for the talks in Pakistan, the vice president said the U.S. is willing to extend an open hand if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith. But he said the U.S. delegation would not be receptive if Iran tries to play us. The vice president, who has long been skeptical of foreign military interventions, told reporters that President Trump provided some pretty clear guidelines on how the talks should go. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Senator Tom Cotton says he still marvels at the recent rescue of a downed U.S. aviator in Iran.
Hats off not only to that airman for the guile and the courage to survive, but for the many hundreds of our troops, whether they were pilots or weapons officers or special operations forces or logisticians, who played critical roles in bringing him out.
Senator Cotton of Arkansas made his comments this week to the Salem Radio Network. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, meanwhile, is threatening to remove Customs and Border Protection officers from airports in sanctuary cities.
The move would strip CBP presence at international airports in those sanctuary cities, blocking customs processing for incoming travelers. Secretary Mullen cited lack of local cooperation with federal immigration policy as a reason for targeting major hubs like Los Angeles and New York.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris is thinking about running for the presidency in 2028. Appearing at the National Action Network's annual convention on Friday, Harris said that she might consider another presidential bid, something that drew a standing ovation from the crowd. Some in her own party, however, are looking to a new generation of Democrat leaders. This is SRN News. A lot of different views on morality and ethics here in the U.S. these days, but as Michael Harrington reports, a big part of that has to do with how old you are.
A new study from the Pew Research Center finds that young Americans and old Americans see right and wrong very differently. For instance, on the question of viewing pornography, less than half of young people think that's morally wrong, while over two-thirds of seniors do. When it comes to homosexuality, 30% of 18 to 29-year-olds say that lifestyle is immoral, versus 46% of people who are 65 and up. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Christian believers are embracing artificial intelligence in their daily prayer and worship, causing some theologians to be concerned. The Barna Group reports nearly a third of American adults trust spiritual advice from AI as much as advice from a pastor, and 4 in 10 practicing Christians say AI has helped them with things like prayer or Bible study. This is SRN News. Patrons lining up at Augusta National to secure a limited edition Masters Gnome.
This year marks the 10th and possibly final year of the gnome's release, making it highly sought after. Each year's gnome is unique, and this year's edition features a gnome in golf attire with a Masters-themed cup. With only about 1,000 available daily, they've been selling out quickly and have become valuable on resale markets. Prices on eBay and Facebook Marketplace have soared, with some gnomes listed for up to $800. Speculation about this being the last edition has fueled demand. Many buyers have considered reselling them for the potential profit. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Also at SRNnews.com, vehicle ownership has long been a big part of the American dream, but it's getting harder now for many buyers to afford vehicles. New vehicles now list for an average of about $50,000, up 30% over the past 6 years. Meanwhile, vehicles listing for less than $30,000 have dropped sharply. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.